This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, I think so. I'm up for it. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here, live at the Lignite Energy Council 2018 annual meeting, Bismarck Event Center. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun right alongside me. There is a lot of buzz going on right now in this state that is different than the buzz that has been the previous number of months related to the seat currently held by Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I can't find anybody that thinks Senator Heitkamp's going to win that's not a Democrat. Something's happening. I've heard from a number of individuals about polling, widening, credible polls. I even have a White House source that is saying, ask me, what's going on out there? Why? Well, the polling is just widening there. I'm like, polling right now, I mean, that's something the campaigns pay attention to. It means nothing to me right now, right? Because this is so much going on. But I think the gap is widening, and it has some people, wondering what's going on. Does that surprise you? I have a question. You can answer this by text or by, calling us today. On who you think this is going to win this race. Heidi Heitkamp going to keep the seat, or is Kevin Cramer going to take the one seat the Republicans do not have back in the Republican camp? Will he be able to take his accomplishments in the House and make the case against Senator Heitkamp's lack of accomplishments or votes that were gone another way? It's a big question now. A lot of people are watching this race, and I don't know what's going on. I can't explain it other than saying somebody's seeing something. Do you feel that, folks? Do you hear that? What's your gut tell you? You let me know, okay? And we'll do what we did yesterday because we did a little poll on the House GOP nomination yesterday asking who you were voting for, who you're supporting, or who you think is going to win that race, and that ended up at about 35-18, I think, 35-19, something like that. Tom Campbell ahead of Kelly Armstrong by 2-1. Kelly's going to join us today on the program. Tom Campbell will join us on Friday on the program. We'll be in Grand Forks for the North Dakota GOP. Any questions for them are welcome. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer is back for the Talk Radio Town Hall. He'll join us 10 o'clock hour today, so look forward to that. Todd, you've been around these parts a long time. You live Bismarck, Mandan, where is, of course, the home of both Congressman Cramer and Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Are you feeling that?
I'm feeling a close race.
Say that again?
I'm feeling a close race here.
Do you feel it, but is it different, like in the last 10 days here or something? Is something in the air now, like different than it has been from the beginning? I'm sensing that. I'm just sensing a lot
really
more confidence and almost like a momentum effect. And that's really a little bit odd because there hasn't really been an all-out, campaign like there will be come October. There's some groups running ads and some different things that are happening. I think the National Republican Senatorial Committee is doing some hilarious stuff, with the comparison they did to Hillary and Heidi. Hilarious, and I never see those. I assume they're running in, Facebook ads. I don't have time to watch Facebook ads, but the ones I've seen that have been sent to me are really good. So, I don't know. Seems like something's going on. I'm curious if you're seeing that. Tell me if you got a thought on that. Let me know at 800-228-0550. That's the number to call us. 800-228-0550. I found another reason for a buzzer. Todd, I've just been told that I say the text numbers too fast.
That was just a test of the emergency buzz system.
Text Todd, it's 701-226-8503, you're probably going to what? Yeah. But if I say text Scott, it's 701-367. 800-259-2054. Let me give some advice to the audience. Have a pencil handy when you're listening to this program. I do talk fast. I admit it. I am 100% guilty. And it's largely a product of so little time, so much to do.
Well, in fairness, too, Scott, I mean, you do say the text numbers often as well.
So you could jot it down.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm, a lot of people do, because we, you know, we get a lot of texts. As I say, we talk to hundreds of people every day. We gauge the opinions of hundreds of folks every single day. So, anyway, I'll try to do that better. But go ahead and send those in, and you can tell us just what your thoughts are on this race right now. But I'm most interested in who you think wins. 701-367-2054. Huh? Todd? Huh? Huh? How is that? Text, Todd.
I got to get the ding, ding, ding bell ready here.
701-226-8503. I'll be in Ashley, North Dakota tonight because they're serving stuffed pork chops. It has nothing to do with a speech to the Ashley Chamber. I just heard they're serving stuffed pork chops. So Tommy Lahren's in the house here at the Late Night Energy Council. She will be on the stage at 2 o'clock. If you want a ticket, you can't get one. I'm sorry to...
Uh-huh.
No,
I don't
it's
even
like,
have a ticket.
They sold out like crazy. They're going to be like, they only had seating for 600 given what they were doing with the Energy Council. So they had to just say, cut it off at some point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening at 2, and then I'll tape it for you, Todd, because I'll be on the stage with her. Myself, Chris Berg from Point of View, and Rob Port, along with Tommy Lahren, are going to talk to folks from the industry here about how to better communicate about their industry. One person not here is Jason Bohr from the Late Night Energy Council. Our thoughts and prayers with him. He lost his father this week. His dad passed away on Monday. He's back where his parents live in Idaho and preparing for a funeral there. So Jason is a all-star champion for this great industry. He really, really is. Spent a lot of time in Congress, you know, as a staffer. So he knows Washington well and all the regulatory battles they're going through. He's doing an incredible job. So I'm sorry he can't be here, but wanted to pass that on, let you know why. Bob in Jamestown has a thought on the Senate race. So, Bob, first to go today. Take it away. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks, Scott. No, I'm taking big interest in that race, too. And, of course, I'm going to support Congressman Kramer for that U.S. Senate seat. I was very disappointed last night. A friend called me and he said, turn on the local Fox affiliate in Fargo. I think it's KVRR or whatever, but they're must be touting Heidi a little bit. They gave her about 3 minutes of free stuff last night, and then tonight is even worse. They're going to give her part two, and I don't want to have people watch it. But anyway, my friend said it was all garbage. She's just like her only ad she's got on the radio or on television, too. So hoping for Congressman Kramer.
You're hoping for Congressman Kramer. Who do you think wins? What does your gut tell you right now, and who wins, Bob?
Well, I don't, you know, I got a degree in political science, and that doesn't mean anything when it comes to this stuff, because I was shocked last time when Rick Berg lost to her. I don't know where these people came from, because if you look at the results on the Secretary of State's website, most of the Republicans had 65% to 70% of the vote, and in here, one lone Democrat squeaks in. So someplace we've got to get a message out to the people in North Dakota and say, she has voted against everything that would have done us good, so why do we want her? Congressman Kramer is on the cutting edge, and he's there for us. We can visit with him anytime we want. This woman's a ghost.
Well, she's a ghost till she sees her poll numbers tanking, and then she calls up KVRR and says, hey, could I come over? And then they get all starry-eyed, thinking they get an interview, and so it's a puff piece. And that's journalism is dead in North Dakota. DEA dead. There is none. Just get out there and say what's it's just brutal. And look, I don't mean. Well, Todd agrees. See,
you're the winner.
I don't have any issues with people in this business. I don't dislike anyone. Okay, this isn't a personal animosity or anything. I'm just speaking as someone who's followed politics in North Dakota since the mid '80s, and have seen the difference in the evolution, and right now the television business is cut costs, cut costs, cut costs, cut costs. There's some of that in radio, too, certainly, but just, there's, in my mind, a lot of quality on the radio yet. It hasn't it hasn't affected the essential news, weather, here's the game, the things that, that radio is known for. But TV is, you know, the flashy 10 o'clock news, and all the money goes into the set and a couple of anchors, but no money goes into the reporters. These reporters are paid nothing, so you get what you get. And the vast majority of these folks are trying to, you know, go up the ranks and go to somewhere, but they're not that, I mean, they're just, with all due respect, they don't have a lot of life experience to be able to ask questions, and they get starry-eyed when a senator comes in. So, but your point, Bob, is very good on why Heidi Heitkamp won last time. I talked to somebody last night, a dear friend of mine, who has a friend, whose parents, very pro-life, voted for Heidi Heitkamp. And they're like, she's not pro-choice. Yes, she is. Well, they made that mistake last time. They won't make that mistake this time. And that's why I think this will be significantly different this time around. But you're very insightful, because what you saw happen with the KVRR also happened last night. I have a piece of the interview that I'm going to play for Congressman Kramer next hour. I did the very same thing with the Valley News Live, and I'm sure they're doing it with others. And it stinks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Play ball!
Baseball season is back, and the Twins are underway with their 162-game slate to the top of the AL Central. We'll be down in the Twin Cities for the Twins' home opener Thursday, April 5th, as the Twins take on the Seattle Mariners. Throughout the day, we'll have live updates for you with special Twins guests on What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennin. And those updates are brought to you by Hanson Runsfeld Funeral Homes, ABC Seamless, The Medicine Shop, and Sports Clips Haircuts of Bismarck and Minot.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Daryl Lease just walked in from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and I said, look what the cat just dragged in. And he says, I was thinking the same thing. I don't know what that means, but I know what I meant. We're back on What's On Your Mind, live and on location, Lignite Energy Council. And, of course, we value our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. They've been good supporters of this program, good sponsors of the program, and I hope we've been, in turn, a good friend for them. Continually getting the word out about reliable, affordable energy isn't an accident. doesn't just happen at all. This is an industry with a great history. And talk about being under attack. You know, I've been thinking about this with the... Here's my analogy. Hear me out quick. You know, have you been following the Amazon? They're going a little soft because they think, you know, the president's attacking them. Because and all the media is, of course, piling on. Oh, Donald Trump, I can't believe you do that. He's terrible. He's really awful. Everything else is Amazon. Oh, what did Barack Obama do to this industry, the coal industry? Where were they then to say there's a war on coal going on and this guy is doing it? Absent. Gone. Nowhere. And Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump's going to do. He's stirring it up. I think we all got to ask some questions about Amazon. I don't know if it's antitrust, but, you know, we got to rethink this. We really do. Anyway, that's another day. Let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. How about Fargo next? And Jim, what's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, I say Heidi is going to be on Mike McFooley today at 9:15.
So, Jim, we don't generally use this radio program to promote radio programs of liberal columnists.
No, I know that, but, I mean, she came out of the thing thinking that this Chinese tariff on soybeans is going to help her, so she immediately dashed to the radio, and, of course, they're right there for her.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Although I don't think she's done him a lot. She's done his show a couple of times. Look, they're worried. They're very worried. They're panicked. They're doing all these interviews but it looks like they're panicked. I'm going to talk to Congressman Kramer about that issue coming up. So stay tuned for that. And thank you for doubling the ratings of other shows. But it, you know, if it goes from 100 to 200, I guess we aren't going to worry. Todd, are we going to worry? We didn't give him the buzzer. No. Benedict, North Dakota. Now there's a. Let's wrap your mind around that. Benedict, North Dakota, I love it. Leah, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi there. I guess I just had to call because after I saw Heidi commercial on TV last night, I just said out loud, she's going to lose this race. And I guess it was, I see it as the same setup as Hillary running against Donald Trump. And a lot of similarities and the same understanding and feeling that I had in that race. Because right up until the election day, I guess I just knew in my spirit that shown that Donald Trump would win. And I see so many similarities. And so that's what I proclaimed last night. And that's what I had to call in and share this morning.
Glad you did, Leah. Thank you. Gene, Valley City, give me your take.
Good morning, Scott. You just mentioned that journalism is dead in North Dakota. Do you know that Fargo Farm Communications, they have Ag Week, they have the Jamestown Sun, and I think they even have the Grand Forks Herald. I'm not sure about that, but I think they do because Ag Week used to be affiliated with the Grand Forks Herald. And if you write a letter to the editor starting April 1, it will cost you $25 to get your letter to the editor published. And, of course, you can't go over 300 words. And I consider that to be censorship. And then trade negotiations.
You're switching topics on me here, Gene, or what's
I'm switching topics.
Okay, I've got a ton of folks going here, but give me in 30 seconds or less your thought on this statement. What Donald Trump is doing right now on tariffs and all this news about China that has people with their hair on fire is called negotiating. They are not tariffs right now. They are proposed tariffs, just like we have proposed tariffs. It's about getting better deals for agriculture and everybody. Am I right or wrong?
You are right, and it is a big worldwide poker game, and in a poker game, you sometimes have to do some bluffing. Thank you.
That's a very good point. I want to get some of these textures in. We didn't get to all of you yesterday, and I felt badly. Here are some of the comments that are rolling in on our question of the day. Others welcome as well, 258-0550, locally, or text Todd 226. 8503. Or me, 367-2054. Scott, that happens at the national level, too. Remember, Clinton was asked about boxers or briefs? And before that, Barbara Walters asked someone if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. The vote should be different. Rick Berg lost to Heidi because of the low turnout in the West. Everything west of Highway 1. His Fargo-only concerns turned off his appeal to the West. This vote should be different. Kramer to win. I love your analysis like this. But last time, there's a lot of things different. But let's just say, you know, against the campaign, that I think Rick Berg would run differently this time. She only won by 3,000 votes. So, if there's no voter ID, says the next listener, if there's no voter ID required, Heidi will win again. Well, that's interesting because last time, as I said, she won by 3,000 votes, but I understand there were 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in that neighborhood, 10 to 14,000, I can't remember the exact number, of voters who voted and didn't have anything to prove they were who they said they were. It's a lot of people. And our law allows you just to say, no, that's me, sign an affidavit. Horrible, horrible law that the legislature has fixed and a court now is messing with. So I'm not sure if that'll be fixed by November. I don't know. I don't know what the schedule is and where that is, how it's being litigated and all that. We need to find out. Last part of my call-in, I don't know what that means. Oh, last part of my text. I'm sorry, this person is adding one more comment to their text. Please pray. Many believe Donald Trump won because of all those who prayed prior to the election. No, that's great advice. There's no doubt about that. Michelle Bachmann, a friend of mine, former congresswoman from Minnesota, loved the woman. She's great. She and about 40 or 50 faith leaders were down in Texas on election night praying the entire time. And when it started, Donald Trump had an 80% chance of losing. When they finished praying, they were praying the whole time, but it crossed. It went absolutely the other way. It's an amazing story. You can Google it, as they say. You'll find that story. If Fox News dumps Laura Ingraham, I'm done with Fox News, says another. I don't think that's going to happen. Pretty strong statement yesterday. Another. The difference for Heidi is the Native American vote. Kramer will never get their vote. Another. The Democrats target the tribes. Hard nut to crack without giveaways. Dustin from Mandan says, I was a voter who voted for Heidi. However, this year I will not be voting for her. How about that? More on that in a minute. Plus, Kelly Armstrong joins us next. And the Talk Radio Town Hall with Kevin Kramer coming up, too.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Texter says, my thoughts, Heidi can't win. Her ads are a joke. Thanks for the information you supply us with every day. God bless you. Texter says, Todd, if they mess with Amazon, my bank account will be better off. Then he goes on to say, the wife. I don't know how, I don't get by with saying the wife, but this guy is obviously a better man than me. The wife uses them way too much. Now, my wife, you know, I will say does as well, but you know what? She would tell you, and she keeps track of all this stuff. It saves her money because she gets what she wants. There's free shipping back. I mean, the whole thing. So, you know, I'm a going to the store kind of guy. But my wife is an occupational therapist. She's a mom. She is, you know, she's helping out with her folks right now. She's just doing a lot of different things. So there are times when there is value in it. I'm not one of these people that said, oh, you can't buy online ever. And by the way, local retail needs to get better as well. So, but that guy's in big trouble. We should give out his cell phone number, Todd, just so we can. to all the wives listening, if you use Amazon way too much and your husband's telephone number is this, make him sleep on the step. Anyway, another texter. What I took away from a guy that mentioned other radio stations was saying that the farmer is responsible for Heidi's election. Oh, he's talking about one of the other callers. What I took away from that guy, the farmer is responsible for Heidi's election. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Farmers
would be more Democrat than not because they want the, you know, subsidy programs. I don't know. That's a whole hour one day. That's a whole hour one day. You know, it is.
Good point.
Anyway, we're back at the Lignite Energy Council 2018 annual meeting. This afternoon, Tommy Lahren will take the stage at 2 o'clock. That's a big deal. A lot of folks are going to that. So a lot happening there. We're brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Let me repeat. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. So why wouldn't you instantly go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and get one or two or three or four? Because you want good health. You want to live a long, healthy life. And up to 50% off everything they sell at MyPillow. So that's another reason. We give you really good deals on what's on your mind. Okay? 800-506-9028 is our special number, or MyPillow.com. Tomorrow, we're going to have live coverage of opening day at Target Field. Our own Andy Rickoff, our sports director, is going to be down there for special coverage of the Twins 2018 opener. We're going to win, Twins. I have to sing it when Todd doesn't have a song ready. ABC Seamless Siding, Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, and Sport Clips. Bismarck and Minot bringing that. All right, time for another one of our conversations with the candidates. Counting down to the House GOP nomination battle in Grand Forks this weekend. Next up, Kelly Armstrong joins us on the program. Kelly, of course, a state senator from Dickinson, and in the middle of a battle that a lot of folks in Republican Party circles are talking about. And of course, it's the big race at the convention this weekend. So it'll be a lot of fun. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Well, I got to congratulate you, first of all, because, Tom Campbell was in the Senate race. Kevin Cramer decided to get in that race, so he said, okay, I'll go to the House race. And a couple of days later, you said, I'm in the House race. And now North Dakotans, first as delegates, have a shot at saying, hey, which one do we want? And, I mean, how many delegates are coming now? Are we up to 1,500 this weekend?
Yeah, right around 1,500. It's fantastic.
Pretty cool. I mean, that's just it's a huge number, and it's says that the party and the conservative cause is alive and well. So that's great. What from your standpoint of the race you're in right now? Give us a little overview of how you think things are going.
Yeah, we're working really hard. I'm calling delegates, spending 90% of my time doing that right now, trying to earn the support of everybody as we lead up to the convention. So I like the My Pillow ad. If sleep is the number one thing for your health, I think they should run that to every congressional candidate that's running in the race leading up to the convention.
Well, just so you know, Kevin Cramer has four of them. Four or five? Didn't he say, Todd? Four or five? I think I forget how many he has, but he's got a pile of them. So that's good advice to those candidates for sure. What do you think the biggest differentiator is in this race? I'm going to say this with all due respect, but Paul Shaffner and Dwayne Hendrickson and Tiffany A. are not going to be selected as the Republican Party's choice for the House nomination this weekend. There's a process. They're going to try to make that happen. That's just my prediction. So between you and Tom Campbell, your opponent, what do you think is the one thing that separates you the most?
Yeah, I think I just have the energy and the drive, and I have a record of accomplishment in my time in the North Dakota politics that I'm proud of, and I want to take that effort, that energy, and that record of accomplishment to Washington.
Okay, so let's break that down. Energy and drive, obviously that's sort of an attitude, right? I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to go, and I agree. You have it, Kelly. I've seen you from early on in your days walking the halls of the Capitol, and I remember saying, that guy's going to be in the tower someday, or he's going to be in Washington, D.C. serving North Dakota someday. I mean, I recall it well, and you have that energy, you have that drive, wicked smart, 100% agree. Now, let's go down to the record. You're saying my record. Tell me how you're different than Tom Campbell on that front.
I've been proud to sponsor and work through and write some of the most significant legislation that we've got through the state Senate since I've been there, whether it was infrastructure spending for Western North Dakota, and how proud I am of the Lake Bed Minerals bill from last year. That was a tremendous taking of private property rights by the state against local farmers and ranchers, and I fought not just during the legislative session, but I've been working on it for 3 years to ensure that we get private property back to private property owners and not allowed to be taken unfairly by the state.
Anything else on the record where you would contrast to say, hey, Tom voted this way, I voted that way, and this tells you what you need to know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, by any metric that's available, I think I'm comfortable saying I'm the most conservative candidate in the race. But serving on judiciary, doing the things we do, I mean, I've been involved in the fights. And I think the other thing I'm really good at is taking an idea and making it a good law. You know, oftentimes what we see is a really good idea that has many unintended consequences. And I have the ability to look at something, understand what people want out of it, and to cut out the stuff that shouldn't be in there and turn a really good idea into a good piece of legislation.
Let's go back to the conservative thing for a moment, because that seems to be kind of the buzz now leading up to the convention. The delegates want a conservative in Washington, D.C. So then you say, okay, you got two state senators, Tom Campbell from Grafton and Kelly Armstrong. At least on the legislative side, we can compare their voting records. What do you think about Tom as not conservative? Because I don't see Tom Campbell I look at the two of you and I say there's two conservatives, right, that have a lot of energy, a lot of drive. They're going to go there. But you're suggesting that you are more conservative than him. What leads you to say that?
Yeah, every different metric that comes out, I usually rank it one, two, or three in the North Dakota Senate, and And working through those things. And that's the thing about voting records. We have them. We shouldn't run from them. We should be proud of what they are, and we should have to defend them when people ask us questions about it.
Which one do you see Tom running from?
I don't.
Okay.
I think it's, oftentimes with Republicans, the answer is always the same. We agree 75 to 85% of the time. I've been working hard on what my message is to delegates. So I'm not saying he was running against any issue.
Well, one area you were critical of him, this came up in the debate. We talked a little bit after that, was the delegates, and that is a number of delegates that would be given. I guess access to the fee. What does it cost to be a delegate? Not just total delegate, but like to get into the convention, $100 or something?
One is 90, one is 45. There's an age difference. There's two different age differences. One at the party, one at the delegate registration. But it's either $45 or $90.
And Tom has paid for, he says, a couple of handfuls of folks. He told us a number the other night at the debate, but I don't remember what it was. But and you have said, look, I bought my parents, and that's it. That issue doesn't seem to go away. Do you think, even though, as Tom Campbell says, hey, I didn't invent this. This has been going on for a long time. Other people have done this as well, and it's about party building. It's to get younger people in who couldn't otherwise go. You've said, I just don't think that's a good idea, but I bought my parents, that's it. Is this issue done, or is there more to this, do you believe?
Yeah, for me, the issue, I mean, my job is to work with delegates, call delegates, try to earn their respect. I mean, my stance on that has been documented numerous times. I could never pay. I just couldn't do it. It feels too much like buying a vote to me, and it's not something I would be comfortable with.
Another one I want to ask you about, this came up, and I don't remember where. Oh, I know, I heard it at the debate, but after we were done with all the interviews, where I would have asked you there, and I mentioned this on the air the other day. Some story out there, somebody asked about your ads talk about being the guy that took on the DAPL protesters, and yet your law firm was defending them. So they were saying sort of, how do you say you're the one to take them on, but then you're getting them out of jail and you're defending them, and that seems hypocritical. Is that story accurate?
Yeah, I worked really hard during the legislative session. I was a co-sponsor to the MAS bill. We worked really hard to increase penalties for illegal protesters, like rioting and things, rioting where we found that our laws were significantly inadequate to deal with what we had. We did some really good things with the trespassing law to protect private property owners. But my partner in Grand Forks does not have to ask my permission, nor would I ever ask him to take whatever case he wants. Would I take those cases? No. But I think the fact is they've pled guilty. The process is working. Our job, and I'll continue to work with law enforcement, state's attorneys, and private property owners to protect from something like that ever happening again.
What do we got here? We got a little time left. So, so in other words, when you say my partner takes the case, technically it's your firm. The firm's benefiting. There's money coming into the firm, but the clients aren't yours. They're his.
Yeah, but we don't share profits. We do what's called eat what you kill. I don't make any money off of cases my partner takes in Grand Forks.
All right. So yeah, in other words, you're not benefiting them. You're not benefiting in any way from defending them.
No.
You know, an attorney you work with decided to take it. You didn't decide to take them.
Yeah, and that's how we have our relationship. That's how a lot of law firms do business between partners, and it's common. And like I said, I would never have my partner in Grand Forks have to run through what cases he's taking before he could take them.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. The legislature, this is a texter, the legislature needs to have a special session to pass the voter ID law again and make it go into effect on August 1st, 2018. People in Fargo said there was a lot of Minnesota license plates in the parking lot of the voting site. The Democrats cheat with the affidavit process. I want to talk about that. I don't have enough time left before this break to give you a chance to answer, Kelly, so just hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break because I don't remember where the process is at, because I know the legislature did, in fact, pass a better law.
Yeah, I can tell you.
And then a court didn't do it. It was just kind of a mess, so we'll clear all that up and find out if we're going to have it fixed by November when we come back with Kelly Armstrong. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. To Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
I'm with Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're looking at saunas today, and I tell you what, these saunas are flying out the door. What's going on?
Yeah, I think as we're waking up to the realization that this is pretty doggone good for you. The University of Finland, for example, just did a 20-year study on men that use a sauna four times a week, reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. Mayo Clinic's all over this. Not to mention your other great wellness attributes of a sauna, like increased circulation, sweating out toxins, lowering blood pressure, losing weight, burning calories, all those great things that a little box of wood with a heater does it.
Use it year-round, easy to set up?
You will use it year-round because it's an addicting thing. Because it releases the natural endorphins, you get that kind of runner's high. You want to use it every day, and you will use it every day, and you'll be better because of it.
Great financing, great savings. In fact, you use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the saunas, on the patio furniture, on the endless pool fitness system. And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck 2.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For another great deal from our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Gosh almighty, do we get some sweet rides right here to save you lots of bucks on what's on your mind with our friends at Pucklich. And today's no exception. You ready? You're writing this down now? Okay, this is not going to cost you much, but you're going to have a heck of a ride and a heck of a deal. It's a 2013 Buick LaCrosse, sharp gray color. Tires are practically brand new. Heated seats, backup camera, Bluetooth audio, all of that. Here, as often happens, one owner trade from the Valley City area. Beautiful. And low mileage, too. I mean, you can't make this up. And guess what? That's on the lot for $14,950, but about 15 grand. If you go there and say, Scott Hanlon sent me, they're going to knock it down to $13,850. Just tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. You save $1,100. PucklichValleyCity.com. Go online, check it out for yourself right now. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. It's 721 West Main in Valley City. Okay, Kelly, back with Kelly Armstrong. More of our conversations with the House candidates. And counting down to the Grand Forks, North Dakota Republican Party, Alara Center, Grand Forks this weekend. Voter ID law, where is it at right now? I know you guys passed a good law, but the court said, so where is it at now?
So then that's exactly right. We passed the law two sessions ago. Then there was an injunction granted in federal court. The last session, we took some of the concerns, passed another law, and it's still tied up in court. And I know they're working really hard to get a decision on that before the election in November. So there's a lot of times we can be frustrated with the North Dakota legislature, and I understand that. But we've passed really good law regarding voter ID in North Dakota, and now we just got to make sure we defend it in federal court and win this case before the election cycle.
Being the lawyer on the program, that'd be you, not me. Is there, I mean, just on court calendars and all that stuff, does this get settled before November, so it's fixed before November?
We hope so. I mean, the one thing I can tell you is my experience as a lawyer is sometimes the one thing we can't control is the calendar, but I know the state is pushing really hard to get a decision as soon as possible because I do agree with the caller. It's incredibly important. We have the easiest access to the ballot of any state in the country. The least we could do is make sure we know who the people are that are voting and that they live here.
I'd love to do an examination of the race in 2008 because 3,000 vote margin in that race in Heitkamp's favor over Rick Berg. I've heard 10, 11, 12,000 affidavits. That's what Will Gardner tells us. That to me is something smelly there.
Yeah, for as great of an election cycle as we had 2 years ago, you know, the wave for Trump, we elected a ton of conservatives across the state of North Dakota. We still had one district that had an abnormally high rate of affidavits, and we lost two Republican seats in the legislature in that district.
Jeff in Minot for Kelly Armstrong. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, say, I was just a comment about Tom Campbell. You know, I don't know if he's any more or less conservative than Kelly. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But the thing is that if you are a voter living anywhere in the western part of the state, you should have some concern about the fact that Tom Campbell has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising, and not one single ad that I've seen or heard has he mentioned the impact of the energy industry on this state. All he talks about is, yeah, I'm great for farmers, vote for me. You know, he's taking a page out of the old Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad playbook, where he goes on TV with a straw hat and flannel shirt and chewing a piece of straw and saying, vote for me because I'm good for you, farmer. That's it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of pro-Trump stuff, and obviously President Trump is pro-energy, but take your point, Jeff. Yeah, you know, appreciate that. Anything you want to say about that, Kelly?
No, I'm just going to say ag and energy are far and away the two biggest industries in our state, and we need somebody down in D.C. fighting for the agriculture industry, fighting for the energy industry. You know, North Dakota's proud of the food and the energy we produce, not only for the country, but for the world. And we need to make sure we advocate for those positions because oftentimes, you know as well as I do at D.C., the taking states try to get a lot more influence over the producing states. And we provide a lot of things that are not only important to our friends and our families, but also the national security.
I only have a minute left, so lightning round here, 30 seconds each. Tariffs battle right now. Obviously, the Chinese today saying, oh, you're going to do that, so we're going to do that. Is what President Trump is doing right now a good idea?
Well, we have a $566 billion trade deficit, so renegotiating trade is something that needs to occur, but we can't let it be borne on the backs of our farmers and ranchers. With soft commodity prices and the drought we've had, we cannot afford to be being used as pawns in a trade war right now.
Next and final question, Ryan Zinke, keynote speaker. Tell me what you think about that.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, President Trump's been to North Dakota twice. Vice President Pence has been here. Sonny Perdue was just here. We know we're going to see these guys during the campaign. I think it's great to have a guy that understands the issues that face North Dakota here to rile up the North Dakota convention crowd. I'm excited to have him.
All right. Well, that's in Grand Forks. And your closing argument is what?
Come to be a delegate. If you're there, we want you there. We want the support. The North Dakota Republican Party is the best party in the state. Our policies are good. We need to send a conservative fighter to Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Kelly. Good chatting with you. We'll see you in Grand Forks.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Kelly Armstrong. So that's the third of our candidates that have joined us on the program. We're waiting for a call back from Tiffany Abernott and then Tom Campbell Friday.
Abentroth.
Thank you. What is it, Abentroth?
You're listening to a program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.